Hello and welcome to the Martial Arts Teaching Tactics Podcast. I'm Chris Kent, and I'm joining Chris Bean. Mr. Bean?
Hello, sir.
Today's topic of discussion is the art of reteaching. Reteaching is not fun for us as instructors, or for the students. From time to time, and for a multitude of reasons, you will need to reteach information to your students. The reason this is particularly tough is because you'll likely be frustrated. You have already taught this information to the students who most likely did not practice. Your students will also be frustrated because they think they already know this information, and that will make it difficult to be able to reteach what you've already taught them. This makes them feel as if they can go through the information at a light speed without focusing very much because, again, they think they've already trained it and they already know it, but that's not really the case. And keep in mind here, we're talking about reteaching the same person or the same group of people, something you've already taught them before. Of course, as the cycles go on and the belt groups go on and the classes progress, you'll be teaching the same thing to new people over and over and over and over again. But specifically what we're talking about here is teaching one person or one group something you've already taught them before because there was a failure for them to practice or something went wrong kind of in that process. So Mr. Bean, is there any way you can kind of break down a little bit more what reteaching is exactly before we get into it?
Yeah, like you said, reteaching is anytime you have to teach a move set, whatever the information is, again, whether that be to a group of students or to one student in particular. Anytime you have to do that over again, that is reteaching. And while you're reteaching, you'll have all kinds of feelings and emotions inside you as you normally do, but the emotion that will be at the top will be anger or frustration, confusion. Those will be at the top. Why? Well, because you're thinking, well, I already taught you this information. So either you didn't go home and practice it right, or I didn't teach it to you well enough the first time. So I have to do this again, which means you have to take valuable class time to redo this information, or you have a one-on-one lesson with this person where you have to share this knowledge with them again. Now, again, in these instances, in these circumstances, you're going to feel like the student is at fault. Because you're like, well, I taught you this already. It's your fault. Why didn't you practice this? Why don't you know this? Well, and that could very well could be the case. But it could also be the case that you did not do the best job teaching that information the first time.
Or stressing the importance of actually practicing.
Yeah, or when you said to practice at the end of class, like you probably always do, you just told them to go home and practice. You didn't tell them specifically, hey, I want you to practice blank, because blank, right? So as you're teaching the information, number one, do your job the best that you can. Teach the information the best that you can each and every time you teach that information, because you don't want to have to reteach the information. You don't want to have to go through that information again. You don't want to take up class time to do that. And you don't want to have a one-on-one lesson with somebody that was there in the class when you taught it to them the first time and they just, for whatever reason, don't know it. So whether that be a failure on your part or their part, you, anytime you teach the information, do your best job. Deliver in all the possible ways that you can. Do all the things that you can do to help make those connections so those students can learn, practice, and review and rehearse and know that information.
And I would add to that, in those situations when you have to reteach something, it's important to take a step back and detach from what's going on to think about some of those reasons why. Because, yes, maybe they didn't practice or you didn't do a good enough job explaining or demonstrating the first time, or maybe that person missed the class you did the information in. So trying to think through or overcome those emotions of frustration and anger to actually assess what's going on is going to be a vital tool when you're trying to go about this issue or this situation where you have to reteach something. So it's a easy thing to do, to take a step back and kind of think through what's happening, take a breath, and rifle through your mind of what happened, what could have happened, or what didn't happen, whatever it may be. But it's also an easy thing to overlook because you're still overcome by those emotions. So when you do come across this, take a second to think about what's going on, why certain things happened, and even though that frustration and anger might be your first reaction, push through that, to try to look at it from a better lens, or a wider lens, or a more understanding lens. That way you can actually go back to teaching the information the way it should have been taught, or teach the information for the first time, depending on who it may be, or teach it in a better way so that they can understand or practice, or wherever, or however, you know, however it plays out. So again, Mr. Bean, what do you think are some potential steps that we can take to make the reteaching process even better?
You know, I think with a few mindset shifts, we can greatly improve this reteaching process. If you find that you are reteaching the same information frequently, so what does that mean? Well, let's say you have a group of green belts that are learning the inside-outside block, okay? And every green belt that goes through your process at some point down the road has something wrong with that inside-outside block. Or 2 weeks after you teach it the first time, you have to reteach it again to that person or to that group of people. And it's not just one cycle of students, it's several cycles of students. If that is the case, then you can guess there's something wrong in the process. You are not doing the best job that you can to deliver that information, specifically if it happens cross belt cycle. So like if it's one belt group, okay, all right, maybe, you know, I don't know. We'll check in and we'll see if it happens next time. All right, we fixed it this time. And oh, it happened again. It happened again. So everybody who goes through your program, or let's say 80% of the people who go through your program, have some sort of problem with that move. Well, again, that is something we need to inspect and see how and what and why, different ways that we can do that. Right, so then we can take a closer look over that, like put that move or those moves or that sequence, whatever it is, under the microscope and find out what you can do better. Put yourself in the student's shoes. How are they thinking about this? What is their interpretation of the words and the phrases and such that you're saying? That is going to be the key. So try to think about it from the student's perspective and what and how you might do differently to help to fix that moving forward. So as you're going through that information, think about different ways that you can do, different things you can do to break that down into perhaps smaller chunks to deliver that in a more understandable fashion for those students. That, I think, will be the key. So think about what and how you can do differently and how small of chunks are you giving them. Is it too much at one time? Maybe break that down a little bit and deliver smaller chunks at that time. As you're going through and teaching this information, it would also be a good idea to tell them, hey, listen, this section is tough. This new move is going to be challenging. I know students past have had troubles with this, so I'm going to do my best to break it down in a way that everybody can understand it. We're going to practice it a ton of times, but know that this is a move that other students have had troubles with. So do your best and practice and work on this one, because I don't want you to have the same stumbling blocks that they had, right? Letting your students know, hey, listen, be upfront with them. This is tough. This is a challenging move. I know, because other students, not just, you know, the last belt cycle, but belt cycles before that and before that, have struggled with this move. So let them know, hey, listen, I'm going to do my best to break this down in a way that everybody can understand it. And then also let them know, set them up for success by telling them, listen, you very likely are going to have to spend some more time drilling and practicing and working on this, not just in class, but outside of class as well, so that you can really understand and know these movements by the time you have to test on them. Pre-frame them, set them up for success, let them know what's going to be ahead of them. That simple, that very simple shift in a mindset can take this from you on the inside feeling, man, I don't know what to do about this. These guys, everybody's had trouble learning this move. I don't know how to teach it differently. I don't know how to break it down any differently. Feeling like that on the inside, let them know, hey, listen, this is challenging. Let them know, listen, I'm going to do all that I can to help you learn this. Let them know you are very likely going to have to spend all of those things. Be upfront with them. Then as they go into that move, they're going to be thinking about the move a little bit more in-depthly. They're going to be hopefully focusing on your moves as you're demonstrating or teaching that information a little bit more than they would have otherwise. because they know, hey, listen, this is going to be challenging. I know I'm going to have to spend all of those things. Let them know ahead of time so they know kind of what they're getting into with that move set or those moves or that pattern or whatever the movement is. If you have moves that are frequently need to be retaught, so again, same type of situation, turn those sections, turn those moves into moves that will never be forgotten, right? That's the goal. You want to take that challenging move and make it so no matter how long after they quit karate, you can go up to them and ask them, hey, listen, do you remember that move? Boom, they got it, no problem. Because you delivered it in such a way that made it so that everybody can understand it. You did it in class so that everybody had an opportunity to practice it. You gave them all the word pictures, the visual aids that go with it. You were able to make those connections with that move. So that move that was easily forgotten now becomes a move that is never forgotten. Make it fun. Make those connections with the moves. Make them think about it as they're opening the door. Make them think about it as whatever those word pictures you use. I don't know if we've talked about this before, but roundhouse kick. Roundhouse kick, I'm sure everybody has their own version or style or thought process for what they do for roundhouse kick. Professor Brummett came up with a super good one that is one of those things that people just do not forget, like, ever. Not only does he deliver this information in a way that pretty much everybody can understand it, it's also delivered in a way that pretty well nobody can forget it because of the imagery that he uses. And so I bet by now you want to know what that is. So I'm going to share with you this roundhouse teaching images, right? And these are so basic that pretty well anyone across the board, you tell them this, and they can pretty well do a roundhouse kick. And again, because these pictures are what they are, it is very difficult to forget them. So here it is. A roundhouse kick is a dog peeing on the fire hydrant, booger flicking kick. Now let me break that down for you. In order to do a roundhouse kick properly, you have to lift your leg. You lift your leg like a dog who is peeing on the fire hydrant. Then, if you can imagine picking your nose with your toe and you get a booger on your toe, then you just flick the booger off your toe. That is a roundhouse kick. Now I'm sure you're thinking, man, well, that's real silly. Listen, I'm telling you, we use that in our classes. And I'm telling you, we do that at white belt. I can ask a black belt. Hey, do you guys remember how we taught? Yeah, it's a dog peeing on the fire hydrant, booger flicking kick. Boom. Like years and years and years after they've heard that, after they've been around that, they can tell you the roundhouse kick is a dog peeing on the fire hydrant, booger flicking kick, because that imagery is so, like, you can see a dog peeing on the fire hydrant, and hopefully you don't do this, but you can imagine what a booger on your toe and then trying to flick that booger off your toe would feel like and be like. That's a roundhouse kick. And again, at a very basic, crude level, that is what a roundhouse kick really is. You have to lift your leg up like a dog peeing on the fire hydrant. Then you pretend like you got a booger on your toe and you flick off the booger. That's a roundhouse kick. Just try that out in your classes. If you do a roundhouse kick that's very similar to that or even close to that, you can use that and your classes, your students will be able to see that. They'll laugh and they'll giggle a little bit. Yep, okay. But they will always remember that roundhouse kick because they'll be able to see those images in their head. So if you have a tough move, a section or a movement that is often forgotten and needed to be retaught later on, come up with excellent, easily to understand visuals to go alongside that, because then that turns that movement that is easily forgotten into one that is never forgotten because of the way you broke it down, because of the images that you made and made them think about and those connections that you've made and helped them to establish as they're learning and going through those moves. If you find yourself reteaching one student over and over and over again, then you need to take the steps to assist that student in learning that information again and again and again. And oftentimes this is, you need to try to deliver it in different ways. Instead of trying to think, man, why don't you just understand this? We did this, everybody else got it. It's just you, what's wrong with you? Instead of that mindset, take it into a, hey, I clearly am not doing something right. There's something I can be doing that would be better to deliver this information to you. Come from that mindset. Think about what or how or different tactics that you can do to deliver that information to that student, and then try those out. Okay, that didn't work. Okay, let's try this. Okay, that didn't work. Let's try this. So don't come at it with, man, kid, why don't you understand this? Or lady, what's wrong with you? Everybody else gets it. What's wrong with you? Why don't you know this? Instead of that, you are the person who is at fault because you failed to deliver that information in a way that that person could understand it. You didn't practice it the way that made those connections to that person. So figure out what you can do differently to deliver that information to the student, to that one specific student. Now, if you are working with that student, depending on your class sizes and how many assistant team leaders you have, the whole, you know, all kinds of things considered, very likely the best place to do this is on a one-on-one lesson. That way you're not taking, again, valuable class time away, even though that one person is focusing on that one student. Okay, but that means that one student isn't working on whatever else the class is doing. Right? They're held back. They're working on that one thing. And while that could be very beneficial for the student, then again, they're missing out on something else. So do what you can while you're working on that move set in the class. Right? If you can put them with one person, great. But when the class moves to something else, they need to move to something else as well. That way they're not missing out. So all that being said, again, make this a one-on-one lesson. One-on-one information, one-on-one, sometimes called a private lesson, one-on-one class, whatever your verbiage is for that, do this. That's going to be best suited in that one-on-one type interactions. Now, depending on the age of the student, right, you can get the parents involved. Listen, hey, mom, dad, this is what the move looks like. These are the, you know, basic outline. This is how I'm breaking it down. That way, when you're at home, you can try to work on this too. Let the student know or the parents know that maybe some tips of what to do as they're practicing this, right? Maybe oftentimes I know like balancing on one leg and they're doing kicks or something. Sometimes people struggle with that. A pro tip is what I tell them. Hey, listen, here's a pro tip. Okay, pro tip. Pro tip number one, focus on something that's not moving. So find a picture on the wall or an outlet or something and focus on that as you're doing this, because oftentimes they're wiggling and moving their head around. That's going to make their whole body move. Pro tip number two, I tell them, is only move the part of your leg that, or the part of your body really, that needs to move. If your hands are moving around, if your entire leg is moving and it doesn't have to, don't. Only move the lower section of your leg to do that roundhouse kick or whatever the kick or position is, right? So give them some pro tips, whether that's an adult student, or you're telling the child student and you're letting the parent hear you as you're telling them, hey, listen, parents, these are some pro tips. I'm going to tell both of you guys at the same time. Here they are, right? Give them the pro tips. And sometimes by calling them pro tips as opposed to, hey, you need to do this and this and this, you deliver it as a pro tip. Again, that subtle mindset shift will greatly improve the response, the intake of that information from the student or from the parents or whatever it is, right? So just that small little subtle mindset shift will hugely help this reteaching information. Now, we can leverage this mindset shift when we're reteaching information or when we're refocusing on information. Because when it comes time to reteach your students, don't go into thinking, man, why do I have to teach this information again? Don't tell the students, hey, why do I have to teach this information again? Okay, maybe you tell them that because, listen, hey, we needed to know this the first time. Now we're going to be behind because we're spending more time on this. Maybe let them know, okay? But in your mind or in their mind, a shift that you can do is say, hey, listen, I want to take an opportunity and re-examine these movements. And as we do this, Like I told you in that private lesson, I'm going to give you guys some pro tips. Now, I'm not just going to give it to one person. I'm going to let all of you guys know these pro tips so everybody can improve on these moves. So use this as a time to re-examine themselves or to refocus on this. Sometimes you can say, okay, here's the move, and it's got 18 complex parts or something, but let's work on this small step number one. And then they do the move. Okay, great. You got step number one down really good. Now let's do step number two. So step number one is already really good. Now let's work on step number two. Great. Step number one and two is good. Now let's move to step number three. And you slowly build up whatever that move set is, right? Just giving them a small shift in their focus. Now listen, what's really happening is I'm going to reteach you guys all this information because for whatever reason, either you did or I did, something didn't go right the first time. So let's refocus this. In your mind, that's what's going on. The verbiage that you tell everybody is, listen, let's take an opportunity and focus in on these moves. I know some of you guys maybe don't feel super comfortable on this. That's okay. Let's work on this. I think the part that we're going to start on is this. And then you show them what it is and give them that small little focus as they go through it. Great. You know what? I think that looked really good. Now let's check this out. Let's check this other small little part out. Okay, great. That's looking really good. Let's try to do the whole thing now. Wow, that's so much better. Good job, guys. Change it, right? Instead of seeing reteaching as such a negative thing, build in some positive emotions. Build in some positive benefits to this, right? Take that move that is easily forgotten and make it never forgettable. Remember, like the roundhouse kick, the dog peeing on the fire hydrant, booger flicking kick. Yep, that is what I said, because that's a roundhouse kick. So easy to see that, right? Give them those imageries, those images to think about as you're going through those moves. Then, again, those pro tips, giving them, hey, listen, here's a pro tip. And I don't know if you do this or not, but I know when I give them pro tips, I say, hey, listen, guys, I kind of bring everybody in and I kind of get a little quiet. Okay, listen, guys. I'm going to give you a pro tip. Okay, are you guys ready? Oh, yeah, I want a pro tip. Uh-huh. So I don't make it like a, all right, everybody, I'm going to give you a pro. Nope, I bring everybody in kind of close. All right, listen, guys, I'm going to give you a pro tip on this. Are you guys ready? Listen, pro tip number one. Boom. All right, let's go try that. And I have them go back out to their spots and we do it. Kind of make it like a hush thing. Like, I don't want everybody to know this pro tip. This is just for you guys right here. Okay, you guys ready? And I mean, really, you tell everybody what it is, but don't let them know that. All right, guys, listen, here's a pro tip. Do this, this, and this. All right, let's go try it. Great. Whoa, you guys are doing so good. All right, come back in, guys. Here's pro tip number two. All right, ready? Here it is. Pow. All right, let's go try it. Boom. Right? That, again, that is a mindset shift. You're not just saying, okay, hey, listen, everybody do this. All right, hey, listen, everybody do this. You're bringing them in close. You're making those connections. Give them a pro tip. Right. Okay, guys, listen here. Here's a pro tip. I want you guys to focus on that front stance, making sure you pivot that back foot, those toes. They got to face 45 degrees. See what I'm talking about right here? Pro tip, right? Look. Now you do that. Oh, man, your stance is going to be so awesome. All right, let's go try it. Then in class, you can have them recall that. Hey, listen, you guys remember pro tip number one? Oh, yeah, right. Yes, sir. I'll fix that. Right? And then that gives them that thing. Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, pro tip number one was this. I remember that. I got to fix that. Right? That's a pro tip. I want to be a pro. I want to know this stuff. Mindset shift. Reteaching can be a very demoralizing or demotivating activity, both for you and for the student. Do all that you can to prevent that from happening, both for you and your staff and for the students. Get on the positive side of reteaching. Yeah, no, I understand. It's still not going to be fun. I understand. Yes, you probably still have to take valuable class time to do this. Yes, I understand. You have to pay that staff member to do that private lesson with somebody who should have known this information already, but for whatever reason, they don't. Got it. Yes. Take this opportunity and fix those things. Make those easily forgettable moves never forgettable. Make them so memorable that everybody can remember it. take those opportunities, give them the pro tip, right? And then as you're going, hey, listen, Johnny, you remember that pro tip number one? Oh, right, yes, sir, boom. And then you do that pro tip number one. Give them that. Let them know that. And again, this is just standard stuff you would tell them anyways. This is the maybe your pro tips are the correction that you make most, right? Okay, hey, listen, here's a pro tip. Pro tip, man, those words just came out. Yeah, let's go with it. Pro tip number one, do this, boom. Then do it, right? You'll be surprised at how well they will remember and try to do those pro tips because it's called a pro tip. Simple mindset shift, right? So think about the times that you've had to reteach information. Try to visualize or think about what or how you could do that differently or better. We also talked a little bit about if you have to reteach, you know, for example, the green belts, and the green belts always struggle with this move. Set them up for success by telling them, listen, guys, this is a challenging move. I'm going to do all that stuff that we talked about already, right? Let them know ahead of time. That will set them up for success to hopefully allow them to know, hey, this is a tough spot. I know I'm going to have to spend some extra time on this. So they do that, right? All that you can do to set them up for success. Let them know ahead of time. Give them the pro tips. Make it so that they never forget those moves, like the roundhouse kick, the dog peeing on the fire hydrant, booger flick and kick. Mesh Kent, anything to add?
No, sir. Yeah, that's a good way to sum it up. I think, you know, we called it the art of reteaching because it can be a challenge to adjust your perspective on what's happening. And inevitably, if you haven't already, which I find hard to believe, but you're going to come across a situation where you're going to have to reteach something. And it's going to be frustrating. You're going to be angry. But the art is in seeing that happen and being able to shift your perspective and maybe even make it a challenge to yourself. Okay, I have to reteach this move. What's a better way for me to do it? What's some way I can motivate the students? What's a way that I can slip in this pro tip that they can understand and they can work on as they're training? So the art comes in being able to recognize what's happening and roll with it rather than let it stop you or make you stumble in what's going on, and being able to accept reteaching as part of the process, as much as it is not fun, as much as it is demoralizing for us and our students, and as difficult as it can be to have to do things that we've already done and we feel that our students should know, take that step back, reevaluate the situation, find out what's going on, and then take multiple approaches to solve that problem and do it with a positive attitude and put that more positive spin on what's happening. So I think you summed it up very well, and I think it's a challenge that we can all rise to and tackle, hopefully with great success, to make us better instructors, but also to improve our students and their training.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. As always, we're online on the social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Reddit, Instagram, all those places. You can find us at MA Teaching Tactics, MA for Martial Arts Teaching Tactics. Again, that is MA Teaching Tactics. Until next time, I'm Chris Kent.
And I'm Chris Bean.